Hello, 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 and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. Today being, my gosh, 22nd of September. I'd stop and think, what month is it? I'm having a challenge here with the recording. So, I'd like you to grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes, write down today's date, Tuesday, September the 22nd, and I'd like to thank you very much for joining me both live today on the call and later on in the recording. I really do appreciate you taking the time. Time, critical piece. Every second counts. So my name is Carla McNeil. And my direct line is 877-767-7544. And my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's retirewithcarla.com. You have joined into the Terrific Tuesday teleclass, and if you are too shy or do not want to ask a question live on the call, please do feel free to send me an email at that carla@retirewithcarla.com, and I will do my best to get it on a call or to maybe even send you an email in response. And as always, I am looking for people who want to play in a team environment, people who are ready to be coached, mentored, and sometimes even kicked in that butt. Be supported so that you can go out and achieve the life of your dreams through multi-level marketing. So what I wanted to talk to you about this week is, like, holy cow, just take one more step. Just do one more action. It has been a week of battles for me. It has been a week of being tested, and it has been an absolutely awesome journey. As you know, listening to these Terrific Tuesday teleclasses, I am building a business, looking for those people who want to play in that team environment. That takes time. That takes learning. I also have what I affectionately refer to as my slave camp job, where I have to be there 5 days a week, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 kind of job. And then to add to it this month, and it's been especially tough this week, is the rental property. And we have spent hours and hours out there cleaning. And it would not be so bad if it didn't take an hour and 15 minutes each way to get there. Now, we're paying people to do the real tough part, you know, installing new carpets and painting, but the prep work, all the little different things, taking the junk to the garbage dump, all the different things, sorting out the recycle. You know, my husband Don and I are both avid recyclers. So if we can recycle any of that stuff that tenant left behind, then we're doing it. Arranging for the Sally Ann to come and pick up what's left. So then that's on top of, you know, organizing a meetup group, participating in another where I'm actually contributing, learning how to do blogs, being on Brad and Russell's social media altitude workshop, which comes with homework. The dog is sick. I mean, you know, it's been a real week of battles and a week of tests. And I'm still here, I'm still standing, and I'm still smiling. Why? You know, 5 years ago, before I started building this business and getting into self-development, this would have taken me out. It really would have taken me out. So what has changed? What is different now than was 5 years ago, 4 years ago? And I've been thinking about that all week, what am I doing? What have I done in order to be able to get to this point? Because we're all going to have the battles. We're, you know, just like gravity, battles happen in your life. Some are big, some are small. But what's really important is that you take a look at the whole experience of it and you learn from it so that next time you are more prepared, because thousands and millions of people fight the battles every single day, whether that battle be with food. I just received an email from one of my email buddies who wants me to partner with her in a walk she's going to do. Now, a distance partner, but I will support her wherever I can because it's a battle. She hasn't done a 5K walk in years. So learning from what you've done to get yourself through the battle is critical, because experience doesn't make the difference. It's experience that you've reflected on and learned from. So what are the things that I have done over this past week that have kept me going? There's three of them. And the habits that have really, really assisted me are my affirmations, knowing what my dream is, and keeping the end in mind. Those are the three things that have really been critical. So my affirmations are a habit. They are a success habit that I started developing 3 years ago. And I say my affirmations daily. And when things get tough, like, you know they will, right? You know, the tide comes in, the tide comes out. The battles will show up. The battles will be won or lost, and they will go away. When things were in my face, having difficulty, being really super challenged, there were times where I was saying some of my affirmations 10, 15, 20 times a day, just to keep my own brain out of the gutter. I did an article just recently. It was just posted. Do you have soap scum on your brain? When we get into some of our old habits, into our old trends, traditions, whatever you want to call them, sometimes they aren't very good for us. And I really have found a few of mine this week. And one of them was, it goes way back to when people would say to me as a kid, oh yeah, Carla's so clumsy. She's always tripping herself. Oh, don't get Carla to do that. She'll break it. And what I found myself doing when things started getting really stressful is if I was walking down a set of stairs, I'd start imagining falling. It was like, oh my gosh, where did that come from? So I had to learn to cancel and repeat to myself repeatedly, I am walking with grace and ease. I am walking down these stairs with grace and ease. I am walking through life with grace and ease. It was amazing how many times that came up. And what would that do? That would physically take me out so that I wouldn't have been able to cope. And that would have been my story. That would have been my excuse. So it was amazing recognizing that would happen to me. And I have a habit of taking the stairs just because I want to get that little bit more cardio, just that little bit more workout, do the little bit more. You know, if there's an escalator or a set of stairs, I take the stairs. And so you can imagine how many times that could be happening to me, that I'd be almost taking myself out physically. I walk with grace and ease. I'm walking down these stairs with grace and ease. I'm walking up these stairs with grace and ease. I've also been known to trip when I'm walking up the stairs. So my affirmations have been amazingly supportive for me, just amazingly supportive. The next has been my dream. Why I'm building the business. Building the business to sponsor 1,000 children with foster parents plan, now known as Plan Canada. Knowing that dream, having built that dream, standing here right now, looking at pictures of the 6 children that we've already sponsored, and knowing that there's more to come, that I and my husband, Don, are making an impact. That has been huge. So I think of the trials and tribulations. We walk into that rental property and it stinks. The carpet stinks. It's coming out. It's getting replaced. And I think of No Matter in Africa and what her life is like and what the conditions she's living in. And you know what? The stink in that house is absolutely minor. So my dream, because I have built the dream, because I have started on it. You got to start, right? I'm not going to be able to sponsor 1,000 children right off the bat, building up to it one child at a time. But knowing that dream is there, knowing what I want to do, I can then take a look and see that the stinky house out in Chilliwack is really insignificant. It really is insignificant. And you know the worst case scenario? It's going to cost a ton of money to get it back into shape. And I may have spent 8 days, maybe 10 days out of my life fixing that place back up again to get it in rentable condition. 10 days out of your entire life? Really? It's insignificant. It's good for my health, building muscles from all the scrubbing, finding something positive in it. And I am finding something positive in it because the more I spend time in that house, the more I like it. And the more I realize that, you know what, that really is an excellent rental property. So knowing what your dream is will drive you when times get tough. Your dream can be like mine. You can take a look and you can know that really the situation that you're facing right now, this very second that's in your face, is really pretty insignificant in comparison to your dream. The third thing that has kept me going is knowing the end. I have done the work of building my perfect day. I have done the work of knowing what I want my life to look like when this is done, when this business is built. And knowing that and having that vision and doing what Tony Robbins and Frank Kern just talked about on their video, was it just earlier this month or late last month, about practicing. Perfect practice makes perfect. So I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to visualize what that perfect day looks like. I can walk through that day in my mind and know what it feels like. I can walk out of my slave camp job for the last time because I'm now financially free and can quit. I know what that feels like because I have practiced, I have built the vision, I've done the work that I know it takes to make sure that that's going to come true for me. Now, that's not to say that there have been times this week where I was ready to throw in the towel. Then I come back to what I first said when we started. Take one more step. Do one more action. Yesterday when I was out at the property and I was scrubbing, scrubbing the spindles on the staircase. Just one more, Carla. Just one more. You can go home in just one more. And that enabled me to finish all of them on that staircase. So that when the painter goes in there tonight, the work that I have done will make his painting job easier and better. So it'll last longer. So the little bit of effort that I put out yesterday will enable me to have a better product, which will enable me to have a better quality paint job so that it'll last longer. And everything and anything you do in your life is like that. You put out that little bit of effort now, you learn something new, you do something to improve your life for later, and it will pay off. How you do anything is how you do everything. Just one more step. Do just one more little thing. Then you can go to sleep. Then you can quit. But what you will find is that when you do that one more little thing and you get the success, then that'll drive you to take one more step and one more step and one more step. So the number one characteristic for people who fail is doing nothing to learn. Now, that's not you, because you're here on this terrific Tuesday teleclass. But how many people do you know that give up, they cave in, they just throw in the towel, and they can't be bothered to learn something new? They can't be bothered to take a look at their experience or the battle that they've just come through and learn something from it so that it'll be easier and better next time. And one of the great things that you can do is you can stay focused on what you want rather than what you don't want. And that was the whole thing for me about keeping the dream, knowing the dream, so I'm staying focused on what I want rather than what you don't want. Because you're not going to send your husband to the store and say, don't forget to buy milk. Because what is he going to do? And what are you subconsciously telling him? You're telling him to forget. Remember to pick up the milk, please, dear. Much better. So focus on what you want rather than what you don't want. So as I'm scrubbing those spindles on the stairs yesterday, I am imagining the best tenant in that house. Actually, we've got her already. Her name is Bonnie. So, focusing on what you want rather than what you don't want. And in the beginning, let me tell you, it might be a battle second by second by second. But it is so worth it. It is so worth it to know that I have come through this week stronger and more prepared for what's coming. Because like anything, your battles are going to get a little bigger. But they're not actually going to seem a little bigger to you, because you've got all that foundation of all those other battles you fought. And you're taking the time to learn. You know that learning from your past experience is the best teacher. But you've got to take that look. You've got to take a look at what happened, how you handled it, what was good, what was bad. Keep repeating the good. Or as the shampoo bottle says, lather, rinse, repeat. So during the tough times, your daily habits are really part of your comfort zone. And even to the point of me thinking about falling downstairs goes back to the comfort zone of of who I was told I was when I was a kid. So it just goes back to my persona that I had as a child. And that's part of my comfort zone. Whether it's good or it's bad, it's still part of my comfort zone. So getting out of your comfort zone is huge. It's where you learn. And the other big learning for me over the past week was, don't rely on your memory. Write things down. My younger sister has always been a huge believer in making lists. When we were kids, she would have lists for when we were going to go for our three-week camping vacation at the lake. There was a list of what went into the bathroom bag. There was a list of what went into the grocery boxes. There was a list of the utensils that we had to take. She was great at making lists. And you know what? Those lists saved us a lot of heartache when we were camping over the 3 weeks. They were great. Carry something with you, whether it just be a little notepad, a steno pad, a big book. I have my million-dollar planner. It's got space in there for me to write. Write things down. Now you may think, oh, yeah, I'm going to remember what that. Oh, yeah, that'll be easy. I'll remember that. Well, guess what? When you get into those times, when you get into those battles, and there is so much coming at you all at once, and there are so many different things to think about, you don't remember. And then you get all stressed out because you don't remember. It's like, oh, it's a wicked, vicious circle. Write things down. Write things down. During this past week, I have had some excellent ideas for article titles. And I just very quickly was able to, in my head, outline what the article was going to be about. And I didn't write them down. They're gone. Now, I know they'll come back to me one day in sort of a different version. So I'm starting to think and see in article titles these days. It's an awesome place to be. But write things down. And when you write it down, reduce your own stress level. Because you no longer having to remember. You're no longer trying to cram all of those things into your brain. When you're through the battle, or sometimes even when you're in the battle, ask yourself, what do I need to do now? This very moment, what do I need to do now? What am I learning? And at the end of the battle, what can I take away? What can I take away from this battle that I can use later on? That I can add to my arsenal of weapons that I have to protect myself. So these questions, what do I need to do now? What am I learning? Or what can I take away from this battle? Are really very, very empowering questions. And they're going to keep you focused on the future. You're going to be able to keep the end in mind. Don't go down the road of the pity party. When you go down the road of the pity party, you just keep getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the pity party. It's no fun. People don't want to be around you. Your stress level increases. You start eating bad, doing no exercise. You attract people who are also having pity parties. No, you don't want to go there. What do I need to do now? What am I learning? And what can I take away from this battle? They keep you focused on the future. They keep you focused on the end. You know the end in mind. pardon me, you have the end in mind. So there's always something to learn. You really, really do get to see what's on the inside of you, because that is what's going to determine your victory. And when you're building a home-based business, it really is a battle. So be sure you've got that detailed plan written out. Post it where you can see it so you can stay focused on your dream. When you go and you take a look at the Retire with Carla podcast pictures, you'll see I have the wall of 100 kids, which is where I started, 100 children. The wall is there for me to see every day, so I stay focused on the future. So in summary, just one more step. Just take one more step. The only way you're going to lose the battle of building your home-based MLM business is if you cave in or you quit. Habits that have assisted me greatly during this last week are my affirmations. Get those affirmations out there. Memorize them. Learn them. I am a champion. I am a team leader. I am building a team of champions. I am leading a supportive, learning, growing, building team. Learn your affirmations so that they can be in your ammunition box. It doesn't take long. When you make the perfect practice and you practice those affirmations, build your dream. I'm standing here in my construction zone, as always, when I deliver the Terrific Tuesday teleclass, and I see pictures of my dream all over the place in front of me here. Just build that dream. Know what it is. And keep the end in mind. I know one of Tony Robbins teaches about people about getting over the fear of flying is when you're sitting on the plane and you're starting to get those fears in your head, start thinking about the good things that are going to happen at the end of your flight. So if you're a grandma, you start imagining, you know, you're going off to see your grandchildren. You're imagine playing with them. Keep the end in mind. It's a second-by-second battle in some days. Keep the end in mind. So I'd like to thank you very, very much for joining me on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And I look forward to getting your questions and your comments. Just please do keep them coming. I love to hear from you. It's part of what keeps me going. It's part of, for me, it's part of the dream, being able to assist others. Just like the 1,000 children, the whole concept of the MLM team is building things, the business, together. So when you're ready to take that leap and join the great McNeil Championship team, send me an email at carla@retirewithcarla.com or give me a call, 877-767-7544, or you can go to retirewithcarla.com and submit your name and number, and I'll give you a call. We'll see how we can make this happen. So as always, thank you very much for joining me on live on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass or even later on the recording. I'm just thrilled that you take the time to download and listen. And I look forward to hearing you on the next Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And remember to have some fun. Thank you.